Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God. From several choices, audible voice, angels, creation, conscience, visions, dreams, miracles, etc., God chose the written word as his primary means of communicating with us. It seems to follow, then, that the spiritual person would want to focus on the words of God. However, we cannot do this apart from the Spirit of God. We need to understand the Spirit's intended role. 1 Corinthians 2:9-10. But, as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. Jesus says this about the role of the Holy Spirit. John 14:26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. We can eliminate much of our confusion if we understand that the words of God and the Spirit of God do not have separate or conflicting roles in our spiritual growth, but complementary and vital roles. We are so emotionally tied to our beliefs about the Spirit, but we still need to have a willingness to bring our assumptions before God and his Word. God gave us clear instruction in his Word, and he indwells every person who believes in Jesus Christ and receives the gift of eternal life. Look at the unity. Jesus said that the Spirit would bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. And Jesus said of himself, John 12:49, For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command, what I should say and what I should speak. Jesus said what the Father said he should say, and the Spirit reminds us of everything Jesus said to us. Shouldn't this example within the relationship of the Trinity guide us in our approach to the words of God? Thanks for listening. Dave Scott, livingbythewordsofgod.com.